Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bump Hadley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. Brancato moves to third. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brancato. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is called out on strikes. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Walker moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Walker moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Heath moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Weatherly moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Al Brancato. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bagby moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Bagby moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Bagby scores. Boudreaux moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux scores. Walker moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Crash Davis pinch runs for Dick Siebert. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.